This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Unsealed records of Monsanto correspondence with regulators and within the EPA are casting more doubt on the safety of using Roundup, the weed killer, because of its link to cancer and non-Hodgkin's disc lymphoma. Drawing on 11 focus groups in five cities and an online survey of 1,000 likely voters conducted before the election, the Barbara Lee Family Foundation tested voter reactions to an array of candidates. Married mothers of young children, single mothers, unmarried women without children, lesbian couples with children, divorced women, and married fathers with young children. Even voters who worried that fathers might shortchange either their young children or their office were reassured if the candidates issued statements addressing that concern. But they continued to hold the strongest doubts about married mothers of young children after they issued similar statements. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, visiting South Korea, said for the first time that the Trump administration might take preemptive action if North Korea's nuclear threat reached an unacceptable level. Wells Fargo former chief executive John Stump realized pre-tax earnings of more than $83 million by exercising vested stock options amassed over his 34 years at the bank and receiving payouts on certain stock awards. That's more than double the $41 million in uninvested stock awards that Stump forfeited because of the bank's sales scandal. In the last few years, people started paying for online content. They're doing so at an accelerating pace and on a dependable recurring schedule, often through subscriptions. They're paying for subscription-based media platforms, Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hulu, HBO, Spotify, and Apple Music. People are also subscribing to podcasters, comedians, zany YouTube stars, novelists, and comic book artists. They're even paying for news. Something may be changing. Corporation for Public Broadcasting supports about 1,500 stations that carry a range of educational, journalistic, and arts-related programming. The director says proposed budget cuts could cause collapse of public media. Trump budget would eliminate community development block grants, a HUD program designed to support lower-income neighborhoods. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.